Pause recording.
Turn it off,
that's
please.
The Jawbone. It's 180 that we were listening to. And the buttons are raised. You can actually feel the plus and minus buttons on there. That's nice. And we're moving on.
Everybody listen to Miles' voice. Oh, Rita. Be loud. Okay.
So are we going to show them the makeup box?
Yeah, we're going to show them the model.
Okay.
We're going to show you, if you guys can turn around. And,
to face you?
No, turn around. Give me your back.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
So we're going to show you guys the MakerBot. If you can touch it here. This is the MakerBot.
What does this do?
It's a 3D printer.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, what we have in front of us is a 3D printer.
Can we print something?
Actually, we just did print something the other day, and I'm going to pass around the model of what we printed. We printed Teddy Roosevelt.
This is a 3D. Oh, wow.
Everybody
knows
who Teddy Roosevelt is?
Yes.
Who is Teddy Roosevelt?
Woo-hoo.
Who's Teddy Roosevelt? He's on your money.
He's one of the presidents, right? Yes. Franklin Roosevelt.
Talking about just raised text. Talking
about actual printer. So this is Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow. This is how it prints?
You know we're making a 3D printer.
Yes.
Oh, it's like an actual statue of him.
Yeah, it is. So here, you can fill with a 3D printer printed as well. This is Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, dang. That is so realistic.
Yeah,
wow, I hadn't seen the printout.
Pretty soon we're going to see,
and here you go.
What is that made of?
It's made of this plastic filament.
Uh-huh.
And it's about, filament costs anywhere from $42 to about $60. And we put it through the machine and it makes that. So it's a realistic model of Teddy Roosevelt. For those of you guys who haven't felt it, please let Rita know.
Did you guys feel the printer? It's huge.
I'll bring it back around here.
Did you guys touch the printer?
The printer is pretty big.
It's big.
We can lead you guys to see how to fill the printer, and this is what makes the actual object.
What phone does Jen have, sir?
It's an actual 3D model.
How?
How
much would one of these printers cost?
These guys cost about $3,000.
Wow.
Over here on this side, and then he handed it to me right here. Yep.
$3,000 for a printer like this.
Does it? How does it actually print?
But use heat and laser to melt the filament, and then it starts creating the shape.
Wow.
It melts it, and then it creates it.
And then the platform adjusts to it.
Yeah.
And then does this close?
No. So when it's actually attached to it, not
and
put your
like
hand in there.
You can't put in here?
So you pull them out.
Yeah.
How hot does it get? Does it get really hot?
It does get really hot.
Wow.
It's basically baking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
be. Does it make noise? Like, is it loud or is it quiet?
It's not really loud.
No?
It's not quiet either.
It's probably like the brain.
Like an embosser.
Has everybody
okay.
felt Mr. Teddy Roosevelt today?
Did everybody say hi?
Hi to the president. We haven't met one today, guys.
So now we're moving on.
All right, so what is an all-in-one, guys?
A what?
So all-in-one. Have you guys heard about all-in-one?
Oh, yeah.
What does all-in-one mean?
We have those at work.
Phone case.
No, not a phone case.
It's a computer.
It's a computer. It's a desktop.
We just got those at work.
So you remember before we used to have these huge towers?
Mm-hmm.
That was our computer, and then you need to buy a screen with it.
Yeah.
So now it's no longer like that. You just buy one big screen that it has everything.
I know.
Right. That's why it's called all in one.
I have
right.
One.
So we're
going
to fill that one. So we're going to have.
All in one.
Copycat.
So basically, guys, what it is it's a monitor that's got a. Does it have a carrying handle?
It has all everything.
It has a handle.
And it has a little docking station in the back for you to actually put the PC.
All in one.
Into.
Right. Everything. Yeah.
Like it says, all in one.
And,
all in one.
That way, all you have to do is unplug the power cord, grab the handle, and go.
Yeah, exactly.
And take your computer wherever you go.
And take your desktop with you.
Yep.
Right.
That's nice. All right,
so do everybody want to fill the olive one? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so whoever's next right here.
I don't have to.
Let's go ahead and fill it. That's it. No, no, no. That's just the computer.
Is that more expensive than a PC, like a desktop?
Now you put your right hand up.
Leave it.
My name is Rita.
Okay.
Hi.
I do.
Andy.
Yeah, I love my Windows phone. All right, so whoever's next, let's do it.
Are you going to feel the all-in-one, Andy?
Yeah, I already
feel it.
Oh, yeah?
Right there, or just hang out right there.
So now, the all-in-one has only one wire that goes to the wall.
Sorry, guys.
And that's it.
The way it works, Helmer, is there's a little plastic holder on the side, and all the cords are on the inside of that car running right underneath
audio.
So there's one cord that goes between the
cords. Pause 3 minutes and four. Pause recording button.
And one power.
Pause recording.
So we're looking. There's a bunch of surfaces here.
What a hotspot does is it uses the cell tower signals to give you internet.
So what's the difference between the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro?
Surface 2 doesn't work.
Really? Ah. What doesn't work for us?
It's pretty much exactly the same.
Okay.
It's actually
a $99.
Really? I see. Device.
So this is X.
We call it digital DNA. So it's like your own personal computer twin.
So what games are on there?
So, yeah, I'm serious. So what you do is you play, like, with yourself. Like, you motion yourself in different directions to play the sports and things of that nature. So it's really cool.
Instead of using, like, a remote thingy?
Oh, yeah, we were just going over the games right now. We just talked about Kinect Sports Rivals. Hold on, let me have that remote. Thank you.
I want to test out Kinect.
Well, come here, buddy.
So Kinect Sports Rivals, everybody back up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Because it recognizes everybody in there and it's not going to work.
Right. Yeah. So.
What's up, guys? Keep your hands in your pockets, otherwise it'll interfere.
Yeah, it'll pick up everybody's hands.
So you guys want to do Skype, right? You think you
said? Yeah. Yeah.
Just show them how to, like, do the pull up ESPN and things like that.
Like with the voice.
Oh, okay.
Just show them the initial navigation and then do one specific.
So we can tell the Xbox, go to Skype.
No, Sarah, don't.
No.
Don't talk to it because it picks up only one voice.
Xbox, go to Skype.
Xbox, go to Skype. Yell at it. No.
Come closer, Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh,
it liked
your voice, yeah.
let me see, where are you at?
I'm right here, but go more towards the middle.
Hold her.
Oh, yeah. No, River, stay right here. We're trying to get Xbox to do something.
Are you here now?
Yes, he is.
Mortal Kombat. Oh my god.
Wait, we're trying.
You can do bowling. You can do bowling, target shooting, jet skiing, tennis, rock climbing. Those are all the games that they have there.
I want to do bowling.
Yeah, it is.
Can I play bowling?
But you can do it with, like,
you do it with your body. So you would just motion yourself just like if you're at the bowling alley. Minus the ball.
Okay, everybody.
Xbox. cups.